Kindness frees you up. Kindness is honest, so there's no lie in it. Kindness is action from the heart, so there's no guilt or shame. Kindness is your best motivator for every thought, word, and deed. Kindness sets you free. I am Dr. Arlette. This is Listen Within, show number 19-2019. The theme this month is about increased daylight here in the Northern Hemisphere, translating that into increased opportunities for kindness. And today, since for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, this is the longest day of the year, June 21, and for those in the Southern Hemisphere, it's the shortest day, so that idea might not apply to you, but you can do kindness in the evening and darkness as well. So, on the longest day of the year, the most amount of daylight in one day, today, for us here in the North, my question for you in particular is, are you also expressing the most kindness for self and others? Are you using those extra hours of daylight to go out and be the kindness you want to see in the world? For the next 20 minutes or so, we're going to explore how your kindness journal is the perfect tool for you right now, so your own kindness that just flows out when you set it free, in each moment that you give it, in each moment you receive it, that kindness within you, recorded in your kindness journal, that is designed to get you to point your attention, your focus. That journal is specifically created to get your motivation pointed in the direction of the kindness that's in you, to seek, find, and act on every opportunity for kindness for self and others. And one of the ways to kick in that awareness, well, you use the ARCISM question. ARC meaning acts of random kindness, ISM, capital ARK, ISM. Here's the question you use. What is my opportunity for greater care and connection for self and others right now? Now remember, ARCISM stands for acts of random kindness. That means actions. Kindness requires action. Kindness sets you free to act in ways that increase your happiness. How about that? As often as you can direct your focus, as much as you wish to be free, as much as you desire to be happy, as much as you are ready to uncover your own wisdom from within, it is that much of your desire, your wish, maybe even your need, that when employed to seek, find, and act on kindness opportunities, it is then that you will find yourself thinking, speaking, and doing more and more of what actually really truly feels the most fulfilling, the most satisfying, the most kind, the most happy making in your whole life, more and more each day. So enough talk. Let's go over some examples that you sent in to me. Some of you have already started your kindness journal, because remember, we started the challenge of the kindness journal in the last show, number 18-2019. I asked that each of you start a kindness journal, and I reiterate that ask. Enter three instances of kindness given and three instances of kindness received for 30 consecutive days. 3 + 3 = 30. Now, it's best to write these at the end of the day if possible. And here are some samples that I got from the members of our ARCISM group on my Facebook page. And you can find me on this Facebook page at Listen Within Podcast. And this group, we are called ARCISTS because we use ARCISM, acts of random kindness, and the ARCISM question, what is my opportunity for greater care and connection for self and others right now? We use that as much as we can every day, and it increases our happiness, our wisdom, and our success in life. Find it on my Facebook page, Listen Within Podcast. Anyway, here's some samples of some of you who actually sent your some of your entries for your kindness journal, since we've only been doing it about a week. Some of you sent them to me directly through my website at listenwithin.org. So here's a couple of examples. Kindness given. Because I was self-kind, I was able to see that I was beating myself up for a mistake. How about that one? Of course, I've never done that. Ha ha, watch my nose grow. I mean, how many times when you make a mistake that you just beat yourself up, you think you're the horriblest person, and I mean, you're like on the verge of, oh, I'm such a waste of air and space on the planet. Oh. Now, if you've made a mistake, it's likely that that translates into the fact that you didn't have an intention to do it. So it truly is a mistake. And the other half of a mistake, there's two halves to a mistake. You don't have the intention to do that, and certainly not for that result. And the other part of it is that you use it, that that mistake then becomes information for you to not do it again, partly, but also to help others, to help yourself help others. Because now you know what it feels like not only to make a mistake, but to make that mistake. It may be that you end up being in the company of someone who has made that mistake or a mistake, and you will then have the opportunity, getting back to the question and getting back to archism, you will then have the opportunity to ask yourself, what's my opportunity for greater care and connection for self and others now? Oh yeah, I made a mistake that time, and it was very much like this one. So I can be kind to this person and help them to not beat themselves up, just as this person did in writing in the kindness journal. Because I was self-kind, I was able to see that I was beating myself up for a mistake. Here's another one, kindness received. A woman let me pass in front of her in the supermarket, even though I nearly ran her over in my hurry. That's pretty good. That's really nice. That's a kindness received, all right. That is truly a kindness received. How many times have all of us walked around in the supermarket pushing the cart, just paying attention to, let me see now, I need to get to that aisle, I need to pick up this, or we're looking at the list, and we halfway run into somebody, especially when you go around the corner. And most of the time, both of you will say, oh, well, you know, excuse me, or you might both be grumpy, or you might just, you know, look at each other and give a strange look. What are you doing? And then move on. But this woman let this member of our community, a fellow archist, just let that person pass right in front of her in the supermarket, even though he nearly ran her over. Pretty nice. That's some serious kindness given. And another one wrote in on a kindness given that in a way loops into a kindness received and then a kindness given. So listen to this. I was in a hurry to get in the movies, and so I let someone go in front of me, and that person got my parking spot. We waved to each other as I passed. I did my best to smile. So it's a kindness given. And so then the person continues, at first I thought I was being stupid for giving up the spot. And here comes the kindness received. But then another car, closer into the door, backed out, so I got that spot. And here's another kindness given. I waved thanks at that car and pulled in. You see how it works? When you become aware of it, it can really add to your perspective on experiences in your everyday life. It can free you up because kindness sets you free. Here's another person. And notice this is also kindness given. I was kind to someone in a nasty and critical mood. And I was kind to me when I didn't take that mood personally. Now there's two in a row. So that's being kind to the person, even though they're in a nasty and critical mood. Now we all know how hard that can be. Especially if by some chance, although I don't know necessarily in this case, but if that person who's being nasty and critical is someone close in life, like a family member or a coworker, or even worse, your boss, and then you are being self-kind by not taking that mood personally, that is real success. That is freedom. That is happiness. And that is a wise way to approach life. See what I'm talking about? All right, here's another example. Kindness received. I took in my spouse's kindness to me when my spouse told me, "I love you." Now, I mean, think about it for a second. Here's the thing that I say to a lot of my clients, and I'm saying it to you right now. We are all looking for a safe place to put our love. Forget all this other romantic stuff about, oh, I want someone to love me. Oh, I'm looking for someone to love. Really, truly, what we all desire from the moment we are, what, ejected or come out of the womb, however that works, whatever that is, from the moment we are in the world breathing, we are looking for a safe place to put our love. And when you've found someone you can truly be safe with in your love, that is a treasure. Now, every once in a while, everybody's going to do a little something that you feel like, oh, they're not really loving me. Well, that's possible. Sometimes people we love, we don't always like, but we still love them. You've heard that one before. But this is slightly different. When, for instance, you're not feeling good about yourself, let's say for whatever reason, either you have poor body images or you have poor self-talk, whatever it is, when someone who truly loves you tells you that, you are their safe place. You can be your own safe place to put your love. And you can let them be your safe place. When you let somebody love you and you let yourself be their safe place, that's one of the greatest, deepest, most happy-making experiences you can expect out of life. It's the most wonderful thing. I remember when I was younger. Okay, well, a lot younger. Anyway, a couple of decades ago, I remember there was a time when somebody would say something nice to me and I felt so separate from everybody, so alone, so distant, so unearthed, ungrounded, surrounded by a darkness or something, that there was this big, huge black hole in front of me, and anything nice that they said to me would drop into that hole and never get to me. Today, I would say it was that I couldn't receive it. Today, I would say it was because I couldn't receive it, because I couldn't have it within. I couldn't give it to myself. I couldn't be my own safe place. So find your safe place to put your love and do everything you can to understand that really the place that starts as your safe place, that's you. And the way to expose it to the light, to the freedom of light is through your kindness. And so that is another benefit to the kindness journal. See, these were perfect examples. The point is, keep the kindness journal simple. Don't analyze them. Don't overthink them. Just notice and then record these moments, experiences, actions of kindness. 3 + 3 = 30. And today, get ready, for those of you who want another element to this, for those of you who want to take this challenge to another level of listening within, since this is Listen Within show, at the end of every 7-day mark, you also make a separate section in your kindness journal and you title it, "The Words I Tell Me About Me This Week." Okay, here's the title again of this separate section every 7 days. So within 30 days, you will have done this 4 times. Here's the title of the section, "The Words I Tell Me About Me This Week." So maybe your words in the first week are something like, not too bad. Sometimes kind then, but not another time. Worthy, unworthy, liar, truth teller, likable, lovable. Not likable, not lovable, and so on. You know how that works. All those things we tell ourselves about us. See, here's the deal. We think around 1,200 words per minute, but we speak at about 120 words per minute. That's when we go fast, like when we go something like this really fast. Anyway, so that means we have an internal monologue that is about, what, say, 10 times faster than on the outside. And that's why we need to listen within, because we need to figure out what's going on in there. Not to be afraid of it. You want to know, what is this monologue telling me about me? So when all the stimulants and distractions are gone, what am I telling me about me? The Kindness Journal, another benefit is that it's specifically designed to free you up to uncover that internal self-talk group of words, to uncover the ones that are lies, the ones that are harmful to your own kindness that is in you already. We all have some kindness in us. We came with it. It's already ready already. We need to stop lying internally so it can show up for us and show from us. If we don't know it's a lie, is it one? If we're not aware of the lies within, we can't call them out. And that means we are, wait for it, controlled by those lies, because they're in the dark. When you become aware of the kindness given and received, these lies get surprised by the light of the kindness. See, because they feed on that dark within. So you become aware of the actions of kindness. As you become more and more given and received, you will find it lighter within. And then as the light shines ever brighter, the lies show up. And then just like a shadow in bright light, they will wither and run away. I promise. This is one of the major gifts of the Kindness Journal. 3 + 3 = 30. And then you add every 7-day review of thoughts and words to deepen the experience. You'll find that the internal, and therefore also the external words, start to shift. After 30 days, the shift will be definitely noticeable, and it will be on its way to being your new default or normal setting. Since feelings follow thoughts, as your thoughts, especially the inside thoughts about you and who you are, what you are worth, and how you find your purpose in your life, all those words and thoughts have feelings attached to them. As you open to the freedom in kindness, to the light in actions that are kind, you automatically realize greater happiness, greater freedom, greater internal wisdom, and all that adds up to uncovering your greatness, which in my book, and on this show, when we work together for our work as a community of artists, your greatness is your own way of being kind, of being the kindness the world needs now. Therefore, starting now or from the last show, do 3 + 3 = 30 and factor in every 7 days words, thoughts, review. Review the words you speak to you about you at the end of the 30 days. Even more, take time to review the actions of kindness given and received and the shift in the words that you speak to you about you. And then on the final day, on the 30th or 31st evening, write a letter to you about you that reflects the shift in your internal monologue and the kind of acts that were both given and received. Those type of kind actions. And feel free to share your letter anonymously or not on our Facebook community page of Archists, or send it to me privately at my website, listenwithin.org. Whatever you do, be the kindness you want to see in the world. This has been Listen Within, show number 19-2019. This show is managed by Christina Weinberg and produced by Hannah Sussman. I am Dr. Arlette, your inner life coach. You can find my 2 books and read them on your free Kindle reader. And they are located at my website, listenwithin.org. Also, you can find me on Facebook at Listen Within Podcast or on Twitter at Dr. Arlette Poland. Remember, be the kindness you want to see in the world.